We will move on to item number nine. I believe Mr. Kanda is here, our fur bearer hunting and trapping. We'll take up item A, beaver hunting and trapping, in addition to meek, weasel, and muskrat hunting and trapping. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, John Kanta, Terrestrial Section Chief for Game and Fish. Yes, so let's start with the beaver hunting and trapping season. The proposal that we have in front of us that you made last month was to close the beaver season in the Black Hills Fire Protection District, and with that to define that Black Hills Fire Protection District boundary, or rather try to clarify that boundary. And so what the proposal simply says is that we would reference state statute where it specifically defines that fire protection district. Just as a reminder, our surveys and data show a declining population of beaver in the Black Hills. And if you look on the action sheet, we have that table one in there that shows our cache survey that we fly with a helicopter that was done in 2007, 2012, and then again in 2023. And what we see over time is a significant decline in those cache detections, particularly in 2023 there. And we collect some other data, some simple observations that lead us to believe that that population is declining in the Black Hills. And I want to stress, as I did last month, that largely the factor leading to that decline is habitat. It's the loss or degradation of those riparian areas in the Black Hills. And so while we know that it's attributed to habitat, we are making a large effort to work on habitat in the Black Hills. We're working on those beaver dam analogs that we talked about, the BDAs, where we build those structures to back up the water and plant willows and essentially create habitat that beavers otherwise would. And then we're making an effort to relocate beavers into the Black Hills and establish them in that new habitat that we've put together. And I will say staff are making a great effort to work on habitat. In fact, Trent Halfley, our regional terrestrial resources supervisor, I saw an email from him just the other day where he's rounding up upwards of 40 volunteers to go out and plant willows this next week on a project that they're working on. So lots of work going into that, and hopefully we'll see some great benefits. With that closed season, we did establish some thresholds in the management plan as to when we would open that season back up. And we are closing it because of those efforts to, or asking you to close it, I should say, because of those efforts to work on that habitat and relocate those beavers. And so we don't want that off chance that we establish some beaver in a new area and then have someone come in and trap them out and kind of work against those efforts. And so, we'll continue to monitor the population and conduct those surveys and fly those cache surveys and monitor for that threshold, and then hopefully come back to you here in a few years and ask to open that season back up. But with that, Madam Chair, I would certainly take any questions, but we'd ask that you finalize your proposal today with no changes.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Kanta? Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese, how many have you transmoved so far in kind of the areas you put them in? And I know you did a few last summer, and have you went back to see if there was success by transplanting them or how that turned out?
Through the chair. Commissioner Beese, yeah, so a couple of different efforts that we've been working on. We did work with the Forest Service to translocate some beavers into the Bear Lodge in the northeast Wyoming there in the Black Hills. Unfortunately, that was, as I recall, like 8 beaver that we were able to translocate there. Unfortunately, every indication is that that was unsuccessful, that they didn't take for whatever reason or another. We have translocated, I think, a half dozen over the last year here, largely into the northern hills and then that Spring Creek area, kind of, I'll call it the central hills. We didn't put any transmitters on them or anything of that nature, so not able to monitor them that way, but staff have gone back and made observations, and I don't know what the success was on those, but we'll continue to do that. And we are looking at the possibility of putting transmitters on these relocated beavers so that we can better monitor the success of those translocations.
Additional questions, comments from the commission? Seeing none, we are looking at item number 9A, finalization. We need a motion and a second. Move to approve by Commissioner Beese.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, finalization is approved on that item, and we'll move to item number B.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this is the mink, weasel, and muskrat hunting and trapping season, and the proposal that you had made last month was to simply match that unit description for the Black Hills Fire Protection District for muskrat, the same as we did for beaver in that proposal. And with muskrat, we do have two different season dates, so it's year-round west of the Missouri River, excluding the Black Hills, and then it's November 1st through April 30th east of the Missouri River and in the Black Hills. So we end up with two different units, if you will, and there's a map there on your action sheet that kind of depicts those units or areas, I should say. Just a little bit of information to cover there. We did have, based on our harvest surveys, we had just over 1,880 resident and five non-resident trappers participating in these seasons. And there are some tables there in the supportive information that you can see that estimated harvest on those different critters there. But with that, Madam Chair, I'd certainly take any questions, but we would ask that you move forward with your proposal and finalize to clarify that unit description for the Black Hills Fire Protection District for muskrat.
Questions for Mr. Canta? Comments? Seeing none, we do need some action. Moved by Commissioner Beast. Seconded by Commissioner White. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, finalization is approved on that item as well. And with that, we'll keep Mr. Canta with us as we move to item number 10, River Otter Season and Action Plan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And if you don't mind, I think I'd start with the action plan, if that's okay with you. As we presented, this would have been at our, I can't do my months here, April Commission meeting. Alex Solom presented the River Otter Management Plan for us and covered all the data and objectives in that plan. We did put that out for public comment. That's been out since that April Commission meeting. We did receive, I believe, 15 comments on the plan. About half of those had to do with the season and asking to close the River Otter season. And if I can, I'll come back to that with our action sheet and the proposal that you all have on the table. The other half of those really kind of had to do with that relocating River Otters to western South Dakota, as we heard from some of the folks at the open mic today. So I want to talk a little bit about that. It was stated today that that was the reason we're not going to do that is for budgetary issues, and that's not the case. Through all of the research and surveys and work that we've done with River Otters, what we've determined is that really there's marginal habitat west of the Missouri River. There's not great habitat. There are some areas that maybe River Otters would do okay, but certainly not near the habitat that we see East River, and particularly areas like the James River and the Big Sioux River. Those would be great River Otter habitat is what I would call those. The other reasons that we've stated in the plan that we don't want to relocate River Otter to western South Dakota is because of the potential conflict with fisheries, particularly in the Black Hills. We know from other states and folks that have a lot more River Otter that they can certainly be an actual conflict or a perceived conflict with those fisheries, and with that great opportunity that the fisheries in the Black Hills present in South Dakota here, we wouldn't want to put River Otter in there and end up with an issue. And again, those West River, those other water sources are really perennial streams and not optimal River Otter habitat. It was mentioned the Little White River. We do see that as potential River Otter habitat, but again, that would be marginal. And we did, as part of our research, relocate River Otter to the Little White River, and unfortunately they died out, and we were able to monitor that, and they didn't take. Just another good indicator of what we believe to be true in that it's marginal habitat, and so it's not worth our efforts necessarily to be relocating River Otter over there. And the last thing I would say on that is that we are seeing a westward expansion of River Otter. So the population is growing. They seem to be doing very well in eastern South Dakota. And again, we're seeing that westward expansion. And so it's our belief that if there is suitable habitat west river, that eventually River Otters are going to make it over there, and they'll tell us where they should be and what's good habitat. So rather than go through that effort and kind of trial and error in marginal habitat, We'll just let them continue to expand westward. So with that, we did not make any substantive changes to the action plan, and what I would ask today is that the commission adopt that action plan and we move forward here. But I'd certainly take any questions or further discussion.
Any questions from the commission or comments? Commissioner Beast.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this quite a bit. You know, we've had a lot of interest about have them relocating, and I think there's a lot of area East River where that you've mentioned that we don't have river arts, but there is habitat there for them. And my personal opinion is I'd rather see those 10 additional that you want to add to trapping be relocated for a few years. And if that's successful, then that could expand the trapping down the road. Because right now we're consistently hitting the same population year after year, of course, because that's where they're at. But if we want that to grow, I think we ought to help them, myself. And I'd rather see the 10 each year be translocated to other places, and then we could expand the trapping down the road instead of trapping the same population year after year.
Through the chair. Commissioner Beast, I think that's a great idea, and I would say we can do both. We're kind of taking a crawl, walk, a run approach with the season. I mean, I'll talk more about that with the action sheet here, but I do think there's room to expand the season and the take as well as relocate River Otter, and that is in the action plan, and we actually have an internal response plan for River Otter. And in there, an option for staff in certain situations is to relocate River Otter, and that's exactly what we would do is identify suitable habitat East River and relocate those River Otter to those areas. So I think it's a good idea, and I think we can do both.
Additional comments, questions? Seeing none, we do need to adopt the action plan, so we need a motion and a second. Move to adopt by Commissioner Teal. Seconded by Commissioner Locken. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The action plan is adopted.
Excellent. Thank you, Madam Chair. And then I'll jump right into the action sheet here for the river otter trapping and hunting season. So as we discussed at our previous meeting, we've done a lot of research and collected a lot of data on river otters for the past, say, 20 years or so. Really just a success story. That's what I talked about last month, and I'll say it again. What a great story here that we took a critter that was on the state threatened species list and really not doing all that well and allowed it to propagate and translocated some river otters and collected that information and did the research to understand that this population was increasing and we could take it off that state threatened species list. Open up a season and offer some recreational opportunity. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, we're really taking a crawl, walk, run approach here. We want to be careful in what we do and not set ourselves back. And we feel like things are going really well and that a season is certainly justified. And of course, what we're recommending and that you proposed is to increase that season limit from 20 river otters to 30 river otters. But again, really just a success story here and lots of opportunity out there that we can take advantage of. And I do believe in a couple of years, we'll be coming back with a recommendation to further expand this season. But for now, we think a good step is to increase that take from 20 to 30 and move in that next step and continue to monitor the population and see where we go from here. So with that, Madam Chair, I'd certainly take any questions or further discussion, but we'd ask that you finalize your proposal to increase the river otter take from 20 to 30 river otters.
Very good. Thank you. Questions, comments? Commissioner Beast, do you have a question or a comment?
I was just thinking, but yeah, how many incidental tanks have we had the last couple of years?
Through the chair. Commissioner Beast, if you look at, figure two on your action sheet, there would be the next page, I believe. It shows you incidental takes from 2000 to present. And you see those have climbed quite significantly, particularly in the last, say, 10 years or so here. And also, figure one there shows the river otter reports and sign and such and those different classifications there. So in particular, I'd look at those verified reports, the purple. Those have gone up significantly as well. And this is part of the information that we use to show that we have an increasing population and a well-established population. But yeah, that figure two would show those incidental takes. And those are, sorry to belabor it, but those are those opportunities where, you know, some of those river otters, as we discussed a moment ago, could be individuals that we could relocate potentially in some of those situations.
So basically about 30 a year?
Yep, that's what we're averaging, yep.
Additional questions? John, can you just go over again, once a person harvests an otter, what is the reporting procedure for that?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So they would need to report that river otter, and I'm sorry, I'm confusing it with other seasons here. I believe they have 5 days to report it. And each of those are checked in, and we take biological data from the carcass, and then they're allowed to take the hide with them. But it's a mandatory check, and so we're able to register those and keep track of that harvest as we go and update that harvest.
Thank you.
24 hours, thank you.
24 hours, thank you. Commissioner Beese. Yeah.
Have you kept track of who is individuals that are out beaver trapping? Is it consistently the same people getting incidental takes? Have you kept track of that to see, you know, who's getting the incidental takes? Is it same people consistently getting them? Or is it kind of spread out to one individual here and one there? Or is it consistently the same people getting the incidental takes?
Through the chair, Commissioner Beese. So a number of those incidental takes are actually from our wildlife damage management staff, working beaver requests for service. So from, you know, in that manner, yes, we know those individual staff members that work those areas that have a lot of beaver requests for service. They're the ones that are in that river otter habitat and having some of those incidentals. As far as the general public, I think it is fairly random. We probably could identify an individual or two that are in areas that are just really good river otter habitat, trapping beaver that have a, you know, incidental take on multiple years, but I think otherwise it's fairly random.
Additional questions, comments? Seeing none, we do need a motion on the river otter trapping and hunting season for finalization. Move to approve by Commissioner Locken. Seconded by Commissioner White. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, it is approved and we'll move forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to our